This episode is brought to you by Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, a 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support healthy regularity and your gut, immune, and skin health. Optimize your gut health. Visit seed.com/Spotify with code Spotify for 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Technology lets you take a life-changing and very brief vacation in space. But to get work done here on Earth, you need more than technology. You need CDW to design and manage a Cisco hybrid work solution that delivers the same secure network experience. And with stronger, consistent connectivity that empowers your team, they can collaborate from your headquarters in Houston to your satellite office in Jupiter, Florida. Cisco makes hybrid work possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/Cisco.
Today's episode is sponsored by the hit HBO show Taxi Driver, the series. Finally, the adventures of Travis Bickle live on, with French Stewart picking up where Robert De Niro left off. The show is a thrill a minute and guaranteed to make you laugh and remember the good old days of New York City. Taxi Driver, the series. So great you'll say, "I'm walking here," to check out the new episode of Taxi Driver, the series. Only on HBO. They know comedy. Let's start the show. Everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host of this show, and in each episode, we review and recap an episode of Friends with each episode of this show. So let's go and meet my friends and your friends too, the Friends. Shall we? Everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, and my name is Tom Sharpling. I am joined here by engineer Pat. How are you?
Hey, Tom. I'm doing good.
Cool.
And I'm happy to be here on what will be a great episode.
Mm-hmm. Great. This one is called The One Where Ross and Rachel... ... You know. And this aired on February 8th, 1996. And it was written by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins and was directed by Michael Lembeck. And this episode is basically Joey buys a big screen TV and two leather reclining chairs and puts them in front of the TV, and Joey and Chandler don't move from the chairs for days. Meanwhile, Phoebe helps Monica cater a party at the home of Dr. Richard Burke, who's an old friend of the Geller family, of Monica's family, and Dr. Burke had recently divorced. Despite the age difference between Monica and Dr. Burke, Richard and Monica begin dating. They sparks fly and they hit it off. And meanwhile, Ross and Rachel, speaking of dating, are starting their relationship off. And they go on a date. And one of the dates is interrupted when Ross gets paged to the museum. And by the time he's done with the work, their plans are ruined, so they spend the night together at the museum. And it's a great recovery from... They're having a hard time initiating the physical part of their relationship because they are friends, and it's making Rachel laugh every time that Ross touches her because she's thinking it's Ross, her friend Ross, and it's just weird for her. And then the episode ends with Joey and Chandler sitting in their chairs watching Beavis and Butthead.
A great 90s... it's just a great 90s moment on the show.
What is?
That they're watching Beavis. Look, they're embracing the culture of the 90s in that. And it's like, you know, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, this episode is a very well spaced out episode. A lot of movement for all the characters in this one. A lot of people are moving forward in their life, and yeah, it's a good one in that regard. And hey, would you mind maybe not putting that glass down? First of all, you're drinking wine in the studio, which is, I mean, it's fine if you want to. It's not, I truly don't care, but
I'm sorry. I'm in a good mood, and
yeah, it's fine. Uh huh.
I have something to. Sorry, I have something to celebrate. And that is the bumper is done.
The bumper is done for.
And we're going to, we're going to debut it.
Yeah.
I didn't just bring wine. I brought sparkling cider, Martinelli's. And we're going to pop the cork on this bad boy in just a little while. And you're going to have some too. I brought two glasses.
Okay. So I will when the moment.
We have, sorry.
Yeah, well, let's wait till we're done with the show and then we'll have some.
No, of course. I'm just.
So this episode's a well spaced out episode. The characters are moving forward. Chandler and Joey in the chairs is a little, it's funny, but I could have done without the Beavis and Butthead thing. I know it's from the 90s. Whatever.
Classic 90s.
Like you said. Yeah. Ross and Rachel trying to move their relationship forward, get into a different gear, I think is well done. The show, it's a little dirtier of a show now. This is when I think Friends got a little racier by degrees. This is the start of that. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just noticing something. And, I just also want to say that today's show is sponsored by Taxi Driver The Series, the new hit show on HBO. Follow the adventures of Travis Bickle as he drives his cab around New York City with the street-smart wisdom and laughter from the original film. This time, French Stewart finds the golden taxi keys, making him the second taxi driver. I didn't know that this is a thing that it's like... Was it like Doctor Who? You find the keys and you become the taxi driver? I haven't watched the show yet. I'm looking forward to watching it. And this time, Bickle's assistant is none other than Caroline Ray, so you know the sparks are going to be flying. Get ready to have a blast as Travis goes toe-to-toe with a sea of annoying passengers played by today's top comics like Brad Garrett and Tim Allen. You'll never know who's in the back of his cab next. Bickle talks so much sense to his passengers that he should be charging for therapy instead of fares. And get ready to see how he deals with his rivals, a sneaky Uber driver played by Jamie Kennedy. Taxi Driver The Series is so great, you'll say, I'm walking here to check out the new episode of Taxi Driver The Series. Only on HBO. We know good shows. I don't know about that. I'll watch it. I'm walking here is not even Taxi Driver. That's
it sounds familiar.
Midnight Cowboy. It's not even.
Just thought it was a New York thing people said.
Well, it is a New York thing, but it's not a thing people. It's from another New York movie, but a different New York movie.
Yeah. I like New York.
Yeah, New York's a great city. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you Hey, let me just get through some of this. Well, so this day in Friends history. Anything for that, Pat? Hey.
Sorry. Could you turn my headphones a little down?
Yeah.
Thanks.
There you go.
I'll say that today in regular history is the day I'm debuting
the bumper.
The rank my friends bumper.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of people I'd like to thank.
Okay.
When it's time for that. Let me do that. Yeah.
Well, let's get through the other bumpers, the other segments, and the other bumpers now. And of course, yes, sir. Let me just say, on a side note, before we get into this segment, Alex Dunleavy wrote a review of this show, a scathing review of the show for AV Club that was very hurtful.
This episode of Friends?
No, not this episode. It was from the past. From the past season, Alex Dunleavy wrote a review just saying it was.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Finding the people you need to help your business thrive doesn't have to be a second job. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So reclaim your time and find the people you need fast. Start hiring now at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone.
The bold takes thing over at AV Club. From best show to worst show, Sharpling launches Pointless Friends recap show. Alex Dunleavy wrote that. And now Alex says in a column called Pod Thoughts, which is just kind of a series of thoughts. Tom Sharpling is still doing Meet My Friends the Friends as if 2018 wasn't enough of a garbage fire. So another shot at the show.
It sounds like it's better than the last review, right?
It's shorter than the last review.
Technically, it's better than the last review.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if Alex is a male or female. I don't know. I don't know who Alex Dunleavy is. I don't know if I've done something wrong to irk Alex Dunleavy in life, but taking another shot at the show as if 2018 wasn't enough of a garbage fire because I'm still doing the show. I'm doing the show. I love this show. I love this show. Do I love the show more than the best show? It's different. Is it some people
I love it more than the best show.
Okay, well, some people are saying it's just a thing. It's a cash grab that I'm trying to just do a thing to appeal to the lowest common denominator. That's very offensive. I'm allowed to do different things. It's like when you do. Why am I defending myself with this? Why am I defending? I'm not going to anymore. I do this show. I do that show. I want some things to be popular and other things to. Not that some things are going to be not good and other things are going to be good. They're all great. I'm just saying I want certain things to kind of. To have a wider appeal. Friends first.
Friends first.
Hold on. It's low. Hold on. Wait. It's low.
It sounded good to me.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't like Jason, who did these things. I know.
Friends first.
This is the first episode to contain two of the friend's name in the title. Because it has Ross and Rachel in the title. And this is on a bigger Friends First note. This is the first episode with Tom Selleck portraying Dr. Richard Burke. Big.
No Magnum P.I. in this universe.
Nope, he's not Magnum P.I. in this universe. It's him. You're doing that into the mic. Whatever you're scratching or whatever, just don't. Please. I'm turning your mic down. It's off. Dr. Richard Burke is Tom Selleck, a big get for a recurring role, not just a one-off thing, because the show's had a lot of one-off things where Julia Roberts, she's not coming back for the thing, but Dr. Richard Burke will be back. This is a character that they get more involved with. Fun Friends Fact.
Time for another Fun Friends Fact.
The set for Richard's office is the same set they used for Barry's orthodontist office in the first season. So they're repurposing a set. Very financially responsible. That's from a practical standpoint. That's good. That's good line producing.
What's Phoebe's last name?
Buffet.
Oh yeah.
Also, here's a weird one. Going back to some of the stuff we talked about in the past, Pat, talking about the reality of the world. In this episode, they play Chris Isaac music. Plays the song "Wicked."
Yes, that's Chris. Song, yeah, they played a track. They definitely played a Chris Isaac track, and that is a little inside baseball.
But it plays literally. It's not playing on the soundtrack that they don't hear. It's literally playing in the episode. Like the characters are hearing.
They hear and acknowledge.
Diegetic music is what the word for that is.
So they know Chris Isaac exists, and it's more play on this guy was in an episode.
Sure, because then you wonder that guy who was booking people to play for the school for the children's library is a doppelganger of Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac not on Friends, the compilation on Reprise, not on it.
Sure, not on that. Great, and the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
This one is Ross is saying, all right, your mic's off. Listen, Ross is saying to Chandler, listen, have you ever been, fooling around with a girl and she starts laughing? And Chandler says, yeah, but it was 1982 and my Flock of Seagulls haircut was tickling her chin. Which is a good line. And then we rank the episode. This one's a solid episode. Everybody delivers on it. What's that?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said rank
nope,
the friends.
Nope.
I jumped the gun.
Nope.
Okay.
Solid episode, 8 out of 10. Everybody comes through on this. Now, it's a rank the friends. You have the bumper here.
Yeah. I'm going to go grab the Martinellis.
Oh, great. I do just want to say to Alex Dunleavy, whatever problem you have with me, if you want to come on this show and talk to me face to face. That's the challenge I issue to you. It's not even a challenge in the terms of it's not a fight. It's a conversation. We're just gonna have a conversation, and
it's your glass.
Come on the show.
That's your glass.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, so you wanted to thank people before this?
Oh, sorry. This turned over. This should be fine. Just one second here. Yeah. Yes, I would be remissed if I didn't thank just a couple of people here. So
let me just say, you started drinking to celebrate this bumper being played.
I mean, I never said I'd not drink.
Mm-hmm.
Drank. Just this was a lot of work and a lot of effort as far as like
so
my
you're
professional
off
career.
Some steam now then.
This is a celebratory
sure.
thing.
Gotcha.
Chris Kawati and Paul Butler over at Electric Ladyland Studios on 8th Street in New York. Thank you to them. Everybody down at West Side Music, just for everything that they did. Alan Duchess and Linda Meyer. Paul. I forget his last name, but thank you. I'm a little nervous, so just thank you to everybody who did that. Elliot Glasgow at Apple Support, of course, who just helped me out so much. And I should also say that this recording itself is this recording is done in honor of the memory of another a person who also worked on it and also just was a huge inspiration. Could not have done it without Shirley Stockton. Gone but not forgotten. Oh, and I also want to say this bumper would not be possible without the legendary Chris Barron, Aaron Comis, and the whole SD crew. So thank you to them in spirit. I don't know them personally, but thank you. And just thank you. Let's do it.
Gotcha. So we're playing the bumper that goes for
Rank the friends.
Rank the friends.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Woo! Well,
if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now.
Woo! Martinelli's time. Here it goes.
Sure. Okay,
you're. Oh my God!
Hey, watch it! It's gonna go over the board, you idiot!
Well, no, push it away! Oh my God!
Oh God!